إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وبعد، يقول الله تعالى: والسابقون السابقون أولئك المقربون في جنات النعيم ثلة من الأولين وقليل من الآخرين. يقول ابن القيم: السابقون في الآخرة إلى الرضوان والجنات هم السابقون في الدنيا إلى الخيرات والطاعات، وعلى قدر السبق هنا يكون السبق هناك. ويقول المتنبي: على قدر أهل العزم تؤتى العزائم، وتأتي على قدر الكرام المكارم، وتعظم في عين الصغير صغارها، وتصغر في عين العظيم العظائم. ويقول أبو القاسم الشابي: إذا ما طمحت إلى غاية ركبت العلا ونسيت الحذر، ومن لا يحب صعود الجبال يعش أبد الدهر بين الحفر. علو الهمة أيها الإخوة والأخوات من أكثر الموضوعات التي تشغلني وتأخذ من تفكيري، ويزداد انزعاجي عندما أرى مرض تدني الهمة قد دب في أوصال الشباب، أولئك الذين يفترض أن يكونوا المثال في العطاء والحماس والنشاط. ويزداد همي عندما أمر بكثير من الناس فأجدهم قد اشتغلوا في سفاسف الأمور وتوافهها، ونأوا بأنفسهم عن المعالي. والهمة في اللغة ما هم به من الأمر، وفي الاصطلاح استصغار ما دون النهاية من معالي الأمور. وروى النسائي والترمذي عن أبي وهب الجشمي قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أحب الأسماء إلى الله عبد الله وعبد الرحمن، وأصدقها حارث وهمام، وأقبحها حرب ومرة. فجعل اسم الحارث والهمام من أصدق الأسماء. Dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says: والسابقون السابقون أولئك المقربون في جنات النعيم ثلة من الأولين وقليل من الآخرين. And the forerunners, those are the ones brought near to Allah in the gardens of pleasure. A large company of the former people and a few of the latter people. Yeah. And Ibn al-Qayyim says, what I can translate into, the ones who were the first and the foremost in the performing good deeds and had the highest of righteousness today on earth will be the same ones who will be the foremost to enter paradise and occupy the highest of levels. And depending on how foremost you are today, you will lead to how foremost you are tomorrow. High zeal, ulu al himma in Arabic, high zeal, enthusiasm, is something that occurs to my mind quite often, and it preoccupies me in many ways, and I get really disturbed when I see young people in general, but particularly the young people, they are beset by helplessness and despair. And you see that many people got involved in low deeds and low ambitions, and sometimes no ambitions whatsoever. What is himma? Himma is zeal in Arabic. It means the intention in initiating an action. It is actually having the will, the resolve, or the azm in Arabic, to complete the action. And in terminology, to belittle every obstacle which stands between you and your objectives and goals. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam tells us, أحب الأسماء إلى الله عبد الله وعبد الرحمن وأصدقها حارث وهمام وأقبحها حرب ومرة. The most beloved names to Allah are Abdullah and Abdul Rahman, and the most truthful names are Harith, if you like the plowman or someone that works hard on the land, and Hammam is zealous, and the worst are Harb, which means war, and Murra, which means bitter. So Islam doesn't like names like Harb, which is war. Islam does not like these names, does not like, for example, a woman's name was Asiya, disobedient. He says, no, your name is Jamila, beautiful. And another man, his name was Hazan, which means difficult. He says, Bal Anta Sahl, easy. So anyway, our aim today is to look into this Hammam, the himma, the zealous, the enthusiasm that a Muslim should have. What do we mean by uluw al-himma, high zeal? As mentioned, it is the initiator of the action. Hamma is to have the intention to do something, but the himma is the objective and the last aim of you doing that action. Also, to have himma, high himma, himma aliyah, high zeal, is really to go out of your way to achieve the highest you can achieve, both in knowledge and in action. Also, it means that I live and I have goals, ambitions, high goals and high ambitions in my life, and I choose the highest and the best and the most supreme, and I try to compete with my colleagues and with other fellow Muslims. Also, ambition is not really just to dream. Of course, dreaming is part of it. If you do not dream, if you do not think of doing something, it will never happen. If you cannot even dream of something, how are you going to achieve it? But to dream, to do something, and to have that high zeal to achieve it, it means that you need to put a lot of effort that is comparable to your goal. The higher your goal is, the more effort you need to put into your action to achieve that objective. Also, you should take all the precautions, planning, actions that lead to achieving your goal. And then you make tawakkul, because tawakkul is the action of the heart, is to rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and believe that He is the one to help you achieve your goals and objectives. But doing the right thing is definitely what you need to do. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم لأصحابه كما روى الطبراني في الكبير وصححه الألباني من حديث الحسن بن علي ابن أبي طالب رضي الله عنهما: إن الله تعالى يحب معالي الأمور وأشرافها ويكره سفاسفها. يعني الله سبحانه وتعالى loves the high goals and the honorable ambitions, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates the low ones. To have the aim was just to survive, to fill your stomach, to clothe. Very basic aims is not really an ambition. It is a necessity that all of us need to do. But ambitions should be much, much higher than that. Also, Ibn al-Jawzi says, العلم والعمل توأمان أمهما علو الهمة. Knowledge and actions are twins, and their mother is the high zeal. You cannot achieve without knowledge, and you cannot achieve without working towards your goal. So you have to have a vision, you have to have a dream, you have to have a vision, you have to plan, and you have to have a measurable way to know whether or not you are on your way to achieving your goals. That is himmah, that is high zeal that we should have. We can also think of what they call nowadays in management knowledge, SMART. The objective should be SMART, which is specific, measurable, attainable or achievable, realistic and timely. So the goal should be within these. Even sometimes if you have a very high goal, there is someone who had an objective to make 1 million hafiz. That he's still alive, this person. And when he was asked, he said, are you happy? He said, I'm not happy, I only achieved 20,000. So 20,000 hafiz he achieved, he's not happy because his goal is 1 million. So if you aim high, you can reach high. Some of us, even our own children, some of them cannot even read Quran, let alone being hafiz. And this person who is not a sahabi, he is current, he lives, and his aim is to have 1 million hafiz, to sponsor, to look after, and so on, across the world. And he is not so happy because he achieved 20,000. I don't think 20,000 is a bad number, dear brothers and sisters. High zeal, ulu al-himma, comes from within. It does not come without. I can encourage you, and you can encourage others, you can encourage your children, you can encourage your brothers, and so on. But after all, high zeal comes from within. The engine is internal rather than external. You cannot survive with someone saying, oh, have you done this? Have you done that? Have you thought of this? Did you do that? Have you prayed Fajr? This does not really make you self-motivated. High zeal is a person, you come to a status where you are self-motivated. You have your own self-drive. You have your own vision. You have your own action. You have your own plan. You may have a group. You may be in a group helping one another to achieve that. There is nothing wrong. But each individual within that group will have that motivation and himmah, high zeal within themselves. It does not come by force. You cannot force anyone to have himmah. And we can see that every day. Even the smallest actions, if you try to pressurize people to do, they will do and that's it. They cannot achieve. That is not really high zeal or ulu al-himmah. Himmah is resident in the heart, here. There is the himmah. There is the motivation in your heart. And the higher the goal, the higher the zeal. So if you have very high goals, then you will have high goals, then your zeal will be as high as that to achieve your goals. So tie your zeal and himma with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and with his satisfaction. And think of this ummah as your goal, to see an ummah that is living a better life, to have a better deen, to live a better life, to help the ummah to achieve its goals, to be the uppermost and to spread da'wah across the worlds. So, how, if you look at some, Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is the supreme example of himmah, the supreme example of that zeal and ambitions, صلى الله عليه وسلم, if we can call it that. And yet, if you see him, the way he walks, for example, as if he comes from above, as if he comes from above a slope, downwards. So he walks fairly briskly. And the Sahaba radiallahu anhum used to make an effort to catch up with him. He's a busy man. He's enthusiastic. And so on. You don't walk like a zombie, a dead man, and say, oh, mashallah, look, he's very pious, mashallah. Look how he's walking. This is not the way. Of course, being humble is one thing, and being half dead is another. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a strong man. And Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu did not like young people to have that attitude. And Al-Shifa, for example, Al-Shifa bint Abdullah, she was a tabi'iyya, and she was employed by Umar radiallahu anhu to look after the market, to see who is cheating, who is not complying with Islamic rules, etc. And once she saw someone who was sort of, as I say, half dead or so, and she said, what is that? He said, he is pious. She said, mashallah, and he is zahid. So he gets very little from this world. He said, well, Umar al-Khattab was the greatest zahid. And when he talks, people can hear him. And when he feeds, he will cause people to be full. And when he hits with his durra, with his stick, then he will really hurt. So there is no dispatchment between being pious and being zahid and being strong and being effective in the society. So you always look at what is high, what is complete. You always look after high goals. Always be strong in what you want to achieve. You always revise your plans and your goals, and you make sure that they are within that is the satisfaction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And most important part of ulul himma, you find that people with high zeal, even of course there are high zeal people, definitely non-Muslims, a lot more than Muslims, I would say, subhanallah, may Allah forgive me. But we are talking about high zeal within an Islamic scale. You find that these people do not really waste their time about what so-and-so did and what so-and-so didn't do. They look after what they can do. And this is exactly the characteristics of the Muslim. مِنْ حُسْنِ إِسْلَامِ الْمَرْءِ تَرْكُهُ مَا لَا يَعْنِي. You look after what you can do, what you can contribute. You don't say, oh, you know, my parents, because of that, I can't do this. My neighbors, the course, the university, the town, the clothes, whatever excuse, the bus, the train, it's always a problem outside that person to withhold that person from doing what they want to do. That's exactly failure. High zeal is that you concentrate on your goals. You do what is necessary. And to the contrary, negative things happening in your life, you take them as a motivation to go forward. And if you think about it, you'll find that this is always true. Some people, because they come from a poor family, they are better scholars. They concentrate on knowledge because they have nothing to waste their time with, and so on. So they can always, oh, they have a problem, alhamdulillah, then they go to Allah. They are nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The wife is not so supportive, the same. The husband is obnoxious, etc. Then I can achieve my goals in a better way. So, اشتغال الإنسان بشأن نفسه وتركه ما لا يعنيه. يقول الرافعي رحمه الله إن عظيم الهمة لا يشغل باله أمر صغير ولا يقلق فكره عمل يسير ولا يضيع وقته في مناقشة السفاسف والمحقرات بل يقوم بجلائل الأعمال التي تتعصى على أولي القوة من الرجال. الرافعي رحمه الله is in a briefly saying that the one with علو همة, high همة, high zeal, he will not waste their time in discussing minor things and wasting their time in doing minor things. Rather, they concentrate on what is high and what is really needs ambition, strength, and effort. This is how they can achieve. Very, very quickly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in different ways, but in the meaning, من كان يريد حرث الآخرة نزد له في حرثه ومن كان يريد حرث الدنيا نؤته منها وما له في الآخرة من خلاق. Whoever desires the harvest of the hereafter, we increase for him in this harvest, and whoever desires the harvest of this world, we give him from it, but there is not for him in the hereafter any share. Many ayat to this effect. Nevertheless, I'd like to tell you something, dear brothers and sisters. There is no, if you like, schizophrenia between ad-dunya and al-akhirah, the world and the hereafter. Because this world is your vehicle to achieve al-akhirah. You can be the strongest man on earth. You can be the most knowledgeable. You can be the richest. You can be the most successful company owner, manufacturer, farmer, etc. It does not, actually, this is better. We need more of these Muslims. We do not want Muslims who rely and depend on the others. So there is, in a lot of the time you try to convince people that there is no confusion, there is no competition, there is no contradiction between having the best in this world and al-akhirah. Provided that you live as a Muslim, you form your company as a Muslim, you earn your money and spend it as a Muslim, and then your intention is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even if you give your zakah, nothing more, if you have a company and you employed 500 people, you are feeding, by the will of Allah, 500 families. You are doing something good. What I mean is, as long as you are a Muslim and your aim is al-akhirah, it does not really matter how much of this dunya. And a lot of the time, you need the resources to achieve your goals. You may want to be most knowledgeable in your area so as you can help the Muslims. You be a scholar of Islam. And people say, MashaAllah, the Muslims have scholars in all aspects of life. The same with money, the same with politics, the same with charity, the same with everything. As long as we look at al-akhirah, and we are Muslims, we live as Muslims, inshallah, we have nothing to fear. But if someone wants this dunya and they don't care about al-akhirah, they don't believe in Allah and so on, then that is where the ayah applies to them. And if they love this dunya and they do not care to follow the sharia of Islam, then of course there is another problem here. As I said, examples of... أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. Very, very quickly, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and his Sahaba were خير القرون. The Sahaba, they had individually people with high zeals, ambitions, and achievers, all of them. And oftentimes when we bring some of these examples, people in their mind, they say, oh, but these were the Sahaba. But today, and throughout the centuries of Islam, from 1400 years ago until today, you will always find people with high zeal, even in the very lowest of the times of the Ummah. You will find scholars, you will find dua, you will find all sorts of people with that high zeal. I give one or two examples just to make sure we finish, inshallah, on time. Rabi'a ibn Ka'b al-Aslami كان يخدم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. He used to serve Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. And one day, he was poor. And Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, he asked him to ask him of what he wants. He said, give me time. So he thought about him. Came another day and he said, O Prophet of Allah, I want your company in the hereafter. So he didn't ask for anything of this dunya. And I want your company in the hereafter. So his zeal was very high. And that does not again stop him of having from this dunya as much as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him. Then Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم told him, أعني على نفسك بكثرة السجود. Help me with upon your own self to do a lot of prostration to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, I like to mention this story. Four young people, Qurashi people, met at Al-Kaaba few centuries ago. Abdullah ibn Zubair, Mus'ab ibn Zubair, Urwa ibn Zubair, and Abdul Malik ibn Marwan. They were young people. And you immediately you think of these are very big names in history later on. And now we know they were. And they say, let's think of something ambitious. So Mus'ab ibn Zubair, he said, I wish to rule Iraq. I don't know why he wants to rule Iraq, actually, subhanAllah. So his brother, Abdullah, he said, this is not very high goal. I like to rule the Arabs, that is Abdullah ibn Zubair. And then Abdul Malik ibn Marwan, which he later on became a Khalifa, he said, I like to rule the world. And then Urwa ibn Zubair, and by the way, these ibn Zubair are three brothers, and Aisha is their maternal auntie, and Urwa ibn Zubair was a narrator of her hadith. He said, I wish to be a great scholar of Islam. And then later on, subhanAllah, all of them became what they wanted. Abdul Malik ibn Marwan was the greatest Khalifa. Abdullah ibn Zubair ruled the Arabs, and Mus'ab ibn Zubair ruled Iraq. And Urwa ibn Zubair, he said, all your ambitions are low. My ambition is to be a great scholar. And then he lived his life as a huge and a big scholar of Islam. But all of them are huge in their own way, of course. Abdullah ibn Zubayr, Urwa ibn Zubayr, Mus'ab ibn Zubayr, Abdul Malik ibn Marwan, who ruled the world in his time and spread Islam. So these people had very high ambitions. There are so many good examples in Islam. Again, I remind you, بقدر الكد تكتسب المعالي ومن طلب العلا سهر الليالي تروم العزم ثم تنام ليلا يخوض البحر من طلب اللآلي. أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم اجعلنا من أهل العزم. اللهم اجعلنا من أهل العزم. اللهم انصرنا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين وأعلي بالحق كلمة الدين. اللهم من أراد بالإسلام والمسلمين خيرا فوفقه لكل خير، ومن أراد بهم سوءا فاقصمه وخذ أخذ عزيز مقتدر. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين، وانصر إخواننا في سوريا، وانصر إخواننا واصلحهم في العراق، وانصر إخواننا في ليبيا، وانصرهم في مصر. اللهم انصرهم في كشمير وفي الشيشان. اللهم انصرهم في أفريقيا وفي آسيا. اللهم انصر كل المسلمين في كل مكان يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم احفظ المسلمين في أوروبا، اللهم احفظهم في أمريكا، اللهم احفظهم في استراليا، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأقم الصلاة.